preventing Emily Murphy with the General Services Administration from moving forward with the process.
It doesn't require there to be an absolute winner. It says the apparent winner.
The president-elect said his team has not been able to access all the data and information from the government and has warned the lag could delay vaccine distribution by weeks or months.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Weekly unemployment claims are up.
The number of new claims rose 31,000 to 742,000. Continuing claims, the number of people still receiving benefits declined to 6.3 million. A drop in that number reflects people going back to work, but also those whose benefits ran out.
Fox's Jenny Casola. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news continues to get better and better as we get towards the weekend. For today, hard to improve on this with lots of sunshine, great fall day, high temperature up in the upper 60s. Not quite as cold tonight, overnight low 44. Tomorrow, warming trend begins. A great Friday forecast, sunshine with a high around 73. Then over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, you're going to love this. Warm and dry with highs in the mid-70s, 50s at night, maybe a stray shower or two on Monday, but still very mild for November. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. When there's a project to take on, you say bring it on. Just like Kubota equipment from Capital Tractor. An orange army of one with you in command, turning a big job into no big deal. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. Together we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
Hi, this is Billy with AutoSave Tire and Automotive. You hear me a lot on Blue Water Broadcasting for good reason. They are the best. AutoSave Tire and Auto advertises with Blue Water across the board, and our business has grown every year because of it. From the people you hear on the air to the people behind the scenes, nobody's taking better care of our business than Blue Water Broadcasting. So when you need to promote your business, do what we do. Call Blue Water Broadcasting.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
We're a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views from 9 till noon, so let's go to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray.
Hello. Hey, Stuart said, Stuart Vaughn said to tell you hello.
Stuart did?
Yep. Yeah, he's living. I was on the phone with Stuart. He's in Monterey.
Yeah.
I made my call to the other side of the world this morning to check on him. And then y'all beeped in. I said, I got to do my radio ad. And he said to tell you hello. I said it.
Hello, Stuart. Right back at you.
And he said hola.
Yep. Hola. And then Ron also said to tell you hello from the northern slopes of Alaska where it never gets light anymore.
That's right. It's done until March. Is that right, Ray?
So, Mark, he said the Northern Lights were in rare form last night. Oh, he got to watch them for 10 hours.
Ask him, Ray, if he can hear the Northern Lights.
He cannot hear the Northern Lights.
You can hear them.
There's too much construction around them.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. You can hear them in certain areas. It sounds like a really faint wind chime. It's the weirdest. Huh. Not only the light show kind of blows your mind, but when you hear that and realize that noise, that wind chime, is the Northern Lights. It's beautiful.
Oh, Ray, you've almost got the whole globe covered.
Every day, I have to make my call to Northern Alaska and Bahrain to check on my buddies because they all live really, really exciting lives, and I'm living in Prattville, Alabama.
Oh, we could still have fun here, and you can make money here in the River Region area. And actually, you cover the whole state, right, with Prattville Carpet?
I do. I'm actually leaving Pike Road as we speak. I'm on I-65 heading back to Prattville. I've already been to Montgomery and Pike Road this morning.
Well, that's fantastic. And, folks, when you call Prattville Carpet at 285-8117, you need to ask about that free in-home consultation. I believe that's what Ray was up to today. You stop by, right, for free. You'll bring samples. You'll make measurements, right?
That's it. And I'm telling you guys, we've got to get in the house because there's so much more that we're looking at than just measurements. We're looking at furniture. We're looking at appliances, toilets, what all we have to do in the house to make sure that when we come in, we can do it quickly, efficiently, and there's no problems.
Well, there you go. And that's what you call service, folks, because, well, you're doing it on both sides of it. When you go in and you offer this free service, you're making sure on your end you're going to get exactly the product the customer wants, that it's going to fit exactly right. I mean, it's just going the extra mile so everything works more smoothly in the end.
It really does help to get in the house and I was in one yesterday, and I was like, look, that quarter round stain, if we break it because it's 2-inch nails, we'll replace it, but we can never match it right.
Right.
Right. You'll never match 30-year-old stain. But there again, if I tell you up front, you're not so upset at me as the back end.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Well, folks, you need to call Prattville Carpet today, because they do go the extra mile. In fact, they cover the whole state. They really do go the extra mile. 285-8117, 285-8117. And when you call them, be sure to tell them you heard Ray Bowles here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
Hey, and then Ron's coming back the 18th, so we'll let him do a couple of my ads for me.
Cool. Awesome. Very good. Well,
hey,
thank you, man.
You think I'm a nut? You haven't seen anything yet.
Well, I look forward to it.
Thanks, Ray.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good day. Bye.
You, brother.
Second hour of News and Views officially begins here in about 2 minutes.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
Hey everyone, it's Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting, and New Year's resolutions are coming up. If you have been trying to find a gym in your area, you want to get back in shape, you want to get stronger, WP Fitness is your place to do it. And I know me personally, it's very important to find a coach with a lot of experience and really knows what he's doing. So I want to introduce you to Al Tacoin, owner of WP Fitness.
So the five things that you're looking for in a coach: your coach must have been there, done that. Find a coach who shares your morals and ethics. The coach must deliver no hands barriered accountability. You must have good rapport with your coach, and you must check your coach's references.
Absolutely. And Alex has all of that and more. Not just him, though. The other coaches at WP Fitness all have these qualities, which is so important. And it's definitely a place that you're going to want to work into your daily routine. Alex, how can people find you?
1555 Eastern Boulevard, the old Sam's building. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook, WP Alabama, or online, WPAlabama.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
This song goes out to Soldier Boy. Listening to News and Views. News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. Eddie in the house. Wait, what was that sound?
I'm in the house. And
okay. It was an odd sound.
Sending a text,
Eddie,
at the same time.
But here, let's go to Soldier Boy. Hey, Soldier Boy.
I tell you, it's hard to follow that song.
It is a good song.
It is.
You ever, ride around top down blasting that tune?
Absolutely. Yeah. I had a 73 Mustang Mach 1 with a 302.
Ooh. I knew I had you pegged.
Ooh, you're talking dirty, boy.
I know.
That's good stuff.
My friend of my next door neighbor had one even better. He had a 69 Fastback Mach 1 with 351 Cleveland 4-speed. Put it this way. Mm-hmm. In order to change the plugs on one side, you had to duck the motor mounts because the engine was just too big for that little cat cavity.
Man, I have that.
Those were the days, man. We had spark plugs, man.
Well, but after you said all that, I have this hankering to go get a steak, smoke a cigar, drink some whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Have a Ron Swanson moment.
Yeah. Feel like a...
Hey, guys, two things I want to bring up. First thing, let me hit the great state and sovereign state in the United States called Oregon. Correct me if I'm wrong, Joey, but it's been legalized. I can smoke as much meth and shoot up as much heroin as I want to, and it's decriminalized. Is that true?
I don't know if there's...
No.
I don't think there's a... Unlimited.
No, the change of the rules.
Oh, there's a limit.
No, if you're caught using it, you can get it brought down to a misdemeanor if you agree to go into something essentially like rehab.
Well, I heard they were even talking about trying to get it decriminalized.
Well, that's what they mean by decriminalized. It's no longer a felony. It's like a speeding ticket if you agree to go into rehab.
Well, a misdemeanor is not a speeding ticket. A misdemeanor is up to a year in the old popo.
How fast are
the
you
county
going?
Jail.
I was going to say, soldier boy, are you doubling the speed limit? Or are you trying to go back?
That's called reckless speeding, reckless driving, which is also a misdemeanor in certain states.
Also, they will take you directly to jail in certain states.
So I can do that, but I can't have Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's over.
You
it's
can
over
have
the top.
Thanksgiving, a Thanksgiving of one. That's all you can have.
And where are you?
How big is your dining room table? First of all, how big is your freaking dining room table? If you got six people over and you got to be 6 feet apart, that's a big-ass long table.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a big table.
You're like King Arthur.
Isn't it? I mean, figure it's 6 feet, then six more feet, that's three. That's 18-foot table with three on each side.
No, I just love how this is all developing. We finally got the fascist out of the White House. Now let's lock everybody in their homes and make them wear masks.
Yep.
And did you see what happened to the great governor of the state of California?
I see you got
caught in a lie.
Yeah, busted again.
Yeah,
busted again. He was. Oh, what did he say? Oh, I was outside with some friends, and somebody took a picture of him in full walls in a chandelier.
Yep.
And then they were sitting shoulder to shoulder.
No mask.
No mask. That's right, Eddie. No and these people didn't vote for Trump. I guess they need to be psychologically checked because they must be some mental issues with those people in California. If they actually, I have friends of mine that own a couple of businesses in California. Guess where they're moving to? What state?
Texas?
No, Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the options.
Because of Ron DeSantis. Yeah. They love the way the state of Florida is being governed and the taxes.
Yeah, another big tech guy came out yesterday and said, hey, I'm leaving leaving California. I'm heading to Florida.
Yeah, Florida, Texas, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just because it's just a way, it's not conducive for running a business. But that governor of California, he's a work of art, isn't he? I need to frame him, go down to the craft store and build a frame around his face. What is it? It's good for thee, but not for me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that it seems like pretty consistent from that ilk.
Yeah, that is a very consistent message they have.
And what does it say about the... sometimes I see these people, like, for example, AOC. She got turned down all those Amazon jobs that were supposed to build a hub over at the airport there.
Mm-hmm.
Turned it down, shot it down. It lost all those jobs, but yet they vote her in again. Do these people have mental issues?
Well, they're true believers in all the BS.
As they're getting their house repossessed and living off welfare.
Yeah, but then she's going to take care of them, right?
Right. They're all going to come live at her
and place. Plus, she has some pretty sick burns on Twitter. I mean, and you know, her stories are very endearing.
You know what? They had her last night, Nora Ingram. They did a speech she did for like about 5 minutes. And I tell you, I have to go see my counselor and life coach today. I mean, she is worse than Hillary. Listen, I guarantee if I wanted to go down to Guantanamo and get some Muslim terrorists to talk, all I had to do is put some AOC speeches on video and play it 24/7. They wouldn't even make it 24. They wouldn't even make it 7, you know? It's ridiculous.
And wasn't it a true story that they played certain pop songs on loop at, like, mind-numbing levels of volume? Like, over miles?
Yeah, back-to-back...
Like,
like, you know what they did, don't you? They played the back-to-back solo album of Billy Manili.
Oh, I heard it was like Madonna's.
Girl, holiday. You know it's true.
Oh, Lord, you.
Blame it on the rain.
You watch your mouth.
Holiday.
Well, and by the way, before you go, Soldier Boy, I think you'll get a kick out of this. You know how sometimes certain articles come out of academia and you're like, really? Really? Mm-hmm. This is what we're dealing with? I ran across this scholarly article just yesterday afternoon. Here's the title of it. The Taboo of Body Odor, Medical Conditions, and Ecological Counter-Narratives. And here's the abstract. I'm just reading verbatim, folks. Under capitalism, bodies are oppressed in the interest of profit through exploitative labor conditions, effects of environmental pollution, neoliberal austerity, and privatized healthcare. Advertising, mainstream media, the corporate rhetoric present the controlled, well-groomed body as a prerequisite for employability and enlist norms of personal responsibility to stigmatize supposedly defective bodies. What the hell is this crap?
Wait a minute, my tax money did that study?
What, you're blaming the fact that you might have body odor issues on capitalism? And maybe you do really have a medical condition. But really?
Hey, remember the cows are fatulent. Those cows out there are so fatulent, you know, they're destroying our ozone. I can't have steaks anymore. Well, I can't have skim milk anymore.
If that's the case, then we need to hurry up and eat these cows.
Exactly. It's getting to a point. You know, here's my point is, I don't get it. When I saw those guys, men and women, those little punks, you know, destroying and looting everything, I told my friend of mine, he says, oh, they all should be arrested right now. We're the police. I said, they don't need to be arrested. He goes, what do you mean? I said, their parents need to be arrested. This is a learned behavior. They didn't wake up one morning and say looting and stealing is okay. This is a learned behavior, you know, and it's been taught to them. And it's the same thing with, the environment issues too. This has all been taught. Don't blame the politicians. Blame the constituents because they keep voting the same fracking people in.
Yeah,
I didn't say it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
did I do good? Did you hover over like a UFO? That dumb button on me?
No, I'm all right. I trusted you this morning.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you, sir. All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Take care, buddy.
272-9228, this hour of News and Views. Second hour always brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Let's go to the phones and talk to Clint. Hello.
Good morning.
Clint. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I'd like to give a good shout-out to the state of Alabama, though, mm-hmm. as far as taxes. We have a state tax, of course.
Yeah.
But retired military, we don't pay state taxes.
On your retirement, right.
Yes. So unless we do get a break on that part, but your military pay, you still pay federal taxes, FICA, and you still paying the Social Security. Well, we don't have to pay state taxes in Alabama, so, and that's a little bit of help. You don't have to file it, so right. That's good.
Yeah, that's convenient.
It is. All right, guys, good show today. Well, hey, do you know if the president is going to be on local channels at 11 o'clock?
I doubt it. But, you know, maybe there is going to be a Trump campaign news conference at 11 o'clock our time.
You going to be able to cover some of it there?
I think so. I should be able to actually be able to share with the audience and Jack at the same time if we want to do that. Yeah.
All right, guys. Roll Tide. You know, Bama's got Kentucky this weekend. So. Mm-hmm.
You worried?
Please.
No.
Thank you. All right, let me ask you this. Will the game be over by the end of the first quarter, or will they stretch it out to halftime?
No, I say halftime.
Halftime. That's the thing about Alabama games. You gotta watch them in the beginning because they're exciting in the beginning. An Auburn game.
But again, you know, it depends on how them boys are feeling. Kentucky could. It's happened before.
Oh, of course, but yeah.
I don't see it happening this time.
I have more faith in Alabama than Alabama fans do.
Well, we're gonna play the Iron Bowl next weekend.
Man,
hopefully,
I sure hope so.
All right, have a good day, guys.
You too, buddy. Take care, Clint.
272-9228. How you doing, Jack?
Fine. How you doing?
How'd your call go?
It went well. It was quick.
That's good.
Why is this pregnant pause?
I just wanted to see how you'd react. 272-9228. If you want to get in on the program, 272-9228. So I want to revisit this real quick. We mentioned it in passing. Pennsylvania is now mandating masks inside your home. Really? Like, you and what army? Like, what the hell is that?
So is the popo going to come by? And if you answer the door without a mask?
It's like, get a warrant!
I don't need a warrant. It's in plain sight, sir. You do not have a mask on.
Oh, good God. I mean, that's just over the top and asinine.
And when they arrest you, do they put a mask on you before they put you in the police car? How does that work?
Yeah. Yeah, as we continue to see all these big wigs not wearing masks, I mean, because they have to give speeches.
Holy
they have to
now,
host
brother.
Big fundraising dinners. Has the ruling class always been this hypocritical, Jack Campbell?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you know, like Gavin Newsom was seen at a party. No mask, lots of people. They got him on video. You know, it's just, you know, by the way, he was married to Nancy Pelosi's niece. They're no longer married, but there's a good relationship there.
Oh, okay. Well, it's good to see that marriages can end in a
amicably.
Yeah, that is, what's the fancy word? That's not the fancy word, Jack.
Wow, that one just came on out. Sorry, guys.
I believe it's pronounced, they get along just fine.
Yeah. Keeping me on my toes. Now, Eddie, you wanted to bring up a story that shows how petty sometimes the press can be.
Yeah.
A story about Ivanka Trump. You know, and at the end of last week or a few days ago, we had somebody call in about Putin in the elevator.
Yeah.
Yeah. This has to do with Ivanka Trump.
Yeah, this was, and I'm trying to pull it up again.
It's an old friend of hers.
An old friend, high school, one of her best friends in high school, according to the author of the article.
Yeah.
And she said that in high school, Ivanka Trump pooted.
Yeah.
And blamed it on someone else.
Really?
And this newspaper, I can't think of which one it is, it's one in England, decided that that was good enough journalism that we need to print it.
Well, we're talking about it here, so.
But that goes to show you how petty. Joey, let's say you become the next big thing tomorrow, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of yours from high school said, well, one time Joey had pooted in class and blamed me. So would any newspaper in the world find that worth printing?
No. No. Unless, I mean, it proves some sort of deep contradiction in my character. Like, if I was on these airwaves all the time saying, I never let one rip in public, ladies and gentlemen, and I would never blame it on anybody else. I take full responsibility for my flatulence, or whatever that word is. I take full responsibility. And then they printed it to show that, in fact, I'm a liar and a hypocrite.
Yeah.
And it's fair game. But
Some of the best things when I read it were the comments back to the, and I'm sorry I can't find the story, but the comments about the story. People were just ripping that newspaper a new one for printing such a ludicrous article.
Yeah. I mean, well, sometimes I think this is just they don't have anything to run with. So it's like, let's get something out there.
But, okay, a teenage girl. Again, let's just break it down to the basics. A teenage girl in high school may or may not have let one rip and blame someone else. That's called normal behavior for a teenage girl in high school.
If anything, it makes it humanizes Ivanka.
Right.
Right. Well, you know that how all those photos of Melania with nothing on, naked?
I have not seen those photos.
You haven't?
No. You've been promising them to me for quite some time, but yet you don't deliver.
You got to find them yourself. You got to do your own research, like I tell the audience. You got to do your own research. But it's, I think, pretty well known. It's an open secret that it's probably Trump who put that out there himself.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope you remember the Trump scheme where it was a story during the election. And I'm sure you remember this, Jack. It's a story during the election where somebody breaks that Donald Trump used to call up people as a fake publicist. As Donald Trump's publicist, He used to put on a fake name, change his voice a little bit, and act like his own publicist.
Yeah.
So they're running the story. Look at this guy, so self-important, being his own publicist, lying about who he is to get his own name out there. Just what a shameless self-promoter. Well, the woman who is part of that phone call, they actually had a tape of Trump playing his own publicist. And the woman who's on the phone call that they leaked goes, hey, guys, I lost that tape. So I'm not the one who leaked that to the press. So the only other person who could have leaked that to the press is Donald Trump.
Shocker.
This is where Trump was breaking their brains. And this is a perfect example. This is from July of 2018. The Huffington Post. This is a real tweet. Still exists. I just looked it up. July 14th, 2018. The Huffington Post tweeted, quote, a tape might exist of Trump doing something in an elevator, though exactly where that somewhere is and what that something might be, no one in media can say. That's because no one in media seems to have seen the tape or is even confident it exists. What the hell is that?
I had a dream one time.
A tape might exist that Trump did something somewhere in an elevator, but we don't know if the tape exists or where that somewhere was. That sums up the press the last several years.
Yeah, we know it's out there. We don't know what it is, but it's out there.
It's out there. If you want to go look for it and tell us.
Well, and of course, I'm sure there are folks who lean left Democrats listen to us. Well, that's y'all with these voter fraud and irregularities. That's what you're doing right now. Okay, we'll see. We'll see. Especially with this press conference coming up at 11 this morning. And I'm just saying, it's not likely, but it's not impossible that Nancy Pelosi will have to gavel in Donald Trump to his second term. And if that is the case, well, you better board up your businesses.
Someone just texted me. The article was written that we were talking about Ivanka, maybe, or possibly Putin. It was Daily Mail.
Of course it was the Brits.
Right. Oh, yeah. But the comments, if you look that story up, the comments are the best.
272-9228, 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Caravita Village is a wonderful place to be.
Caravita Village is an all-inclusive senior community with a home for every budget. Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
Shared suites start at just $13.99 per month, including meals, activities, utilities, transportation, and more.
The holidays are coming. Is your home ready for family and friends? With Thanksgiving just ahead, make your home look great by calling Peaches and Clean. If your carpet hasn't been cleaned in a while, keep in mind, besides the dirt, they can trap odors that are apparent when your guests first walk in. And if you own those high-end area or oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them in their own climate-controlled rug room, and return them to you. And remember, Peaches and Clean also cleans tile and grout. They also provide care for hardwood and natural stone. And while they're doing your floors, Peaches and Clean can clean your upholstery too. You've seen the Peaches and Clean trucks all over your neighborhood. And now's the time to call and get your home looking great for holiday entertaining. So if you live in the River Region, Auburn and Opelika, or Lake Martin, call Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's peaches, then the letter N and the word clean.com.
There's no clean like peaches and clean.
Peachesandclean.com.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-36. 7667 or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Right now, Allstate has almost as many ways to save as there are types of music. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent to get a quote. Find out how much you can save today. Allstate, now that should be music to your ears.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
At Caravita Village, you can enjoy senior living to the fullest in a safe, carefree environment. Caravita Village has an on-site chef preparing delicious meals every day.
I love the food. It's like a four-star restaurant.
Find your home at CaravitaVillage.com.
Hi, this is Sharon with the Depot Furniture Gallery. Choosing to advertise with Blue Water was an easy decision to make. Our goal was to increase sales, and they reached the audience that we wanted to connect with. Our sales rep has been great to work with, and we couldn't be happier with the results.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Oh. Talk about serendipitous. You see that guy on Fox Business, Dan Henninger?
Yeah,
Dan Henninger. I was literally about to read from his op-ed that came out today in the Wall Street Journal.
Okay.
And it is called, "Hey Trumpians, Cheer Up." And I think it mostly addresses the election and how the election developed. What I've been saying, this election, it looks like for now is a victory for Democrats at the presidential level. We'll see. But they are very much bloody and bruised. And more than just the Democrats, the establishment, the old guard in D.C. is continuing to lose power and prestige, especially their media wing. But, we'll get to Dan Henninger in a second and his op-ed. It's actually a good case for optimism in these troubled times. And generally speaking, I think conservatives and those of us generally on the right, I'll say this, I am a libertarian through and through. I believe in liberty more than anything else. It's my North Star when it comes to politics. But as I grow older, I become conservative in a little C sense, not in a political sense. It's just my temperament and learn more about history. And I think you have to become conservative, your view, human nature, all these different things. But generally speaking, a lot of conservatives and people on the right I meet, and I've been this sourpuss for most of my life. You can attest to this, Eddie.
Yes.
I've been very pessimistic about things, and I'm starting to turn over a new leaf. And I think this case for optimism is a good one, is a good one. I mean, maybe you need to be rational about it, realistic about it, but rational optimism is worthwhile, especially when you have a good body of information and work to fall back on. You got to expand that perspective. We're bigger than just one election, and the election ain't as bad as the corporate press makes things out to be. But this hour of News and Views, once again, folks, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Folks, you owe it to yourself to pick up that mortgage statement and call Kim Williams today. Because if you don't call her and you haven't refinanced in years, you're leaving money on the table. You save hundreds of dollars a month with a refinance deal, thousands of dollars over the course of a year, skip up to two payments. This is great to relieve money stress. Maybe you have other financial difficulties and debts, or maybe you're looking to up the value of your home, of your property, by reinvesting in it. And Alabama Home Mortgage can help you do that. They have the absolute lowest mortgage rates. They cannot be beat on pricing. Wholesale lender means wholesale pricing. Also, if you've been renting your whole life, dreaming of buying your own place, why not call Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams, Madeline, the whole team there. They can help you walk through that home buying process. It all starts with pre-approval all the way to closing, and they can go with you every step of the way. And if you're, hold on. You said, Eddie, this is somebody who wants to talk about Alabama Home Warranty?
Yes, sir.
Mike. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, listen, well, last Friday, the 13th, which is, I think, is funny, we closed on a refinance through Alabama Home Mortgage and Kim and all those people, and it was just really nice. All those things you said in the ad, we'll save $400 a month,
wow.
$4,800 a year, got two payments skipped, and we'll start over in January. And it was just, it couldn't have been easier. It's the only way to go. We lowered our interest rate a whole point, and it was just incredible. It was a VA loan. So I just wanted to share how good they are and how nice those people are.
Well, thank you, Mike. I'm glad you made that choice because, well, number one, you can attest, I'm not telling any tales out of school here. She really delivers.
And, oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm happy you were able to save that much money. You said it was a VA mortgage you were able to save?
Yeah, VA mortgage, and I had refinanced it a few years ago, and when the rate went below 2, I said, let's look at it again, and then we went for it. So
fantastic.
It's the only way to go.
Amen.
Well, congratulations on getting that deal closed, and it sounds like it's going to be a very bountiful Christmas.
Yeah, it will be. It will be. We'll just be to ourselves, though.
Well, thank you, Mike.
No, Kim's a great gal, and she really does a good job for everybody. So
she does. I love that lady.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep, that's Kim Williams in Alabama Home Mortgage. You heard it from Mike himself.
Now, you said something earlier about serendipity, and I thought it was incredibly...
I know. It just keeps happening. Right. 567-4223 is their number. 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Why call Alabama Home Mortgage? Because there is a difference in mortgage lenders. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. In a second, I do want to share this Dan Hinniger op-ed. Hey, Trumpians, cheer up. At the risk of arousing the dark side, 2020's election results are a reason for conservative optimism. And I think he actually makes a very good case, and I want to share that with you all upcoming. But we have a legacy caller of our own here, John D. Hey, John D.
Yeah, Jelly, you take that optimism, buddy, and you know where to put it. 200 million dead in a pandemic. And now we find out this morning that both of the new vaccines cause a third eye to grow in the middle of your forehead.
It's called enlightenment, John.
I'm sorry. I've been watching MSNBC now for 26 straight hours.
Do you have a glutton for punishment or what?
I'm ready for the psych ward. No. Look, there he is. Look, at the end of the day, truth wins. I mean, it just does, okay?
Yeah.
And we think we'll never win another presidential election. And as I said yesterday, what scares the you-know-what out of me, and I think in the heart of hearts a lot of conservatives would admit this, is that the Democrats, with this mail-in voting, have discovered a secret weapon, okay, to get their low-motivated voters to the polls. In other words, we all know in our heart of hearts, don't we, that they're in this country, there are more Democrats than there are Republicans. It's just Republicans vote in much greater numbers. Well, this mail-in crap changes that a little bit, and I think that's what's scary. But here's the thing. Bad policies end up in bad conditions, okay? So I don't care how many mail-in ballots they have. When interest rates get to 20%, if they do, when inflation gets over 10%, and it might, under Democratic policies, okay? I don't care how many mail-in ballots you have. It ain't gonna work, all right? Now, you say, well, John, why should it have to get that way? And we could have reelected Trump. I know that. You know what? And we could have reelected Gerald Ford, or elected Gerald Ford, right, in 1976 and spared us from Jimmy Carter. But we didn't, you know?
Right.
And if Jimmy Carter had run the country right with the right policies, okay, Ronald Reagan would have gotten beat in 1980. But Ronald Reagan came in there, and as everybody listening knows, the rest is history.
Well, and that plays into my theme here of optimism. If Reagan was anything, and he was more sophisticated than what I'm about to say, but if Reagan was anything, he was almost a wild-eyed believer in America and the dream and possibility of America. And I think that was his greatest quality. There was this, even in dark times, in those early years in his tenure and coming out of the stagflation of the late 70s, it's all before I'm born, but, you know, I can read a book. And, it's incredible when you go back and watch Reagan, too. You see, he told the story of America and the dreams of America, and sometimes it's a little over the top, but that's what people need to hear when you're trying to inspire them to do good things and great things and believe in their country.
Right. In 1988, an underdog named Connie Mack won the U.S. Senate seat in Florida.
I remember Connie Mack.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. And he was ridiculed on live national TV for his campaign slogan, which was as follows: less government, less taxes, more freedom. Now that is the Republican message at its core, you know?
I'd say it's the conservative right-wing message that we should want, but you need to shake some of the ruling elite there who have been in that Republican Party for a while.
Absolutely. But, again, if you campaign on that message, just one thing about Reagan, and Jack had backed me up on this, he started out on the high road, okay? And you couldn't compete with that. And what are you going to sit up there and go, no, I think we need, like, Walter Mondale, right? No, I think we need more taxes and more government, right? Well, you know what? That got you two states, right, or one. So when I look at this Senate runoff in Georgia, I'm not getting down into AOC or ACB or whether or not pre-existing conditions. No. As our president-elect would say, that's a bunch of malarkey. No. Less government, less taxes, more freedom. And I tell you something, I think we're going to clean those folks' clock over in Georgia. You know that? I really do.
If it's a fair and honest election, we will.
I know. All right, guys.
Thank you, John.
Thank you now. Bye.
272-9228. How you doing, Jack?
Fine. How you doing?
I saw you, not to give away your secrets, but everything all right? I noticed.
Oh, yeah. Quay's here.
Oh, okay.
And,
how's she doing?
So, like a whirlwind.
Well, you're about to run out of paper towels.
She's like a whirlwind in my house. She's twerking right now.
Yeah?
Off camera.
Mm-hmm.
Get over here. And
I'm still working on my moves.
Working.
All right, I'm going to hop off for a few minutes.
All right.
And I'll be back on.
Thanks.
Later, Jack.
Man, I love Jack Campbell.
Who doesn't love Jack Campbell?
We snipe at one another and make jokes, but love that guy.
You find me somebody that don't like Jack Campbell, and I'll fight him.
Well, get your gloves ready. More news and views from 9 till noon after this.
Coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sinclair's East. Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy and, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news continues to get better and better as we get towards the weekend. For today, hard to improve on this with lots of sunshine, great fall day, high temperature up in the upper 60s. Not quite as cold tonight, overnight low 44. Tomorrow, warming trend begins, a great Friday forecast, sunshine with a high around 73. Then over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, you're going to love this, warm and dry with highs in the mid-70s, 50s at night, maybe a stray shower or two on Monday, but still very mild for November. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a Better Buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's betteratbrubaker.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I'm Joey Clark, Eddie in the house.
In the house.
Jack taking a quick break with his trusty helper, Quay. She's lovely.
I'd love to have her on the show.
Yeah, Quay's great.
I think Jack would strangle me, but I'd love to have her.
Again, folks, this is our news and views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Give them a call today at 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. So now I want to turn to this case for optimism. Okay. This is from Dan Henninger of the Wall Street Journal. Dan Henninger writes, "Pessimism is to conservative politics what pumpkin pie is to Thanksgiving. It's always on the table. Not long ago, about this time of year, liberals would post articles with titles such as, How to Talk to Your Uncle Jim at Thanksgiving. Those pieces had one valid premise, that Uncle Jim would say over his turkey that the world is going to hell, yet again. And on the evidence around some tables, Uncle Jim was right. In that grumbling spirit, let many of us who are on the right or to the right of the 2020 edition of the election, Joe Biden, let's...
Mm-hmm.
What in the world type of sentence is that, Henninger? Anyway, those of us on the right to Joe Biden admit that in the run-up to the election, we thought a left-wing idiocracy was about to sweep into power. More than a few arch-pessimists believe the curtain was finally falling on Ben Franklin's warning that the U.S. is a republic, if you can keep it. At the risk of arousing the dark side, we are here to posit that the 2020 election results are reason for optimism. For those who disallow optimism on principle, the diminished election expectations of the Democratic left offer the consolation of Schadenfreude." You know what that is, Ed?
School me. School me on that, Joey.
It's kind of like when you're sitting there talking about how good you are at drinking coffee. I don't know why you'd brag about that.
And I as can you're see me doing that.
Yeah, and you spill it on yourself. Ah, I just burned it. It's actually just kind of laughing at somebody else's own fall, demise, pain.
Aren't we all guilty of it?
Yeah. When nemesis meets hubris, these sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
But Henninger is going to say, let me count the ways. Some thought the Senate next year might have a Democratic majority of 54 to 46, a wipeout. You knew something was up election night when Maine's quote-unquote vulnerable Susan Collins wasn't swept into the Atlantic. Then Iowa's Joni Ernst won, as did North Carolina's Tom Tillis. It will take Republican or presidential malfeasance to lose the Senate deciders in Georgia January 5th. After the Democrats rolled up House seats in the 2018 midterms, they expected to ride an anti-Trump wave to a bigger majority. But their majority narrowed, and the tides of history look likely in 2022 to push Nancy Pelosi into retirement. 2 years into Barack Obama's first term, the Democrats lost 63 House seats. They shed 54 seats in Bill Clinton's first midterms. By all means, the Democrats should push Biden care. Mrs. Pelosi has explained away the Republican House gains as the result of President Trump at the top of the ticket. A more fine-grained explanation would look at intriguing efforts such as New York GOP Representative Elise Stefanik's EPAC project to recruit Republican women this year. Ms. Stefanik hit it out of the park. Notable winners over Democratic incumbents include Michelle Fischbach in Minnesota, Nancy Mace, a Citadel graduate in South Carolina, California's Young Kim. That's a name. Young Kim.
What's his dad's name? Old Kim.
And New York City's Nicole Malliotakis.
Man, you are good with names, Joey.
No, I'm not, actually. It's the one thing that always trips me up. Anyway, to add to the success of these Republican women, the crossover to the GOP of Black, Hispanic, and Asian voters. Democrats argue these gains are small, but the opening for the political optimism of Reagan-esque, now Trumpian, private sector job opportunity is too big to ignore. Conventional wisdom holds with reason that the Republican Party is a dodo bird in California and New York, but Democrats lost House seats to the dodos in both states. The strongest evidence that the GOP won't be spending a generation in any post-Trumpian wilderness is the National Conference of State Legislatures' map of partisan legislative control. It shows a lot of red now, notably total control in four states where the Democrats hope to flip at least one chamber, Texas, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and North Carolina, as well as such important battlegrounds as Georgia, Ohio, Wisconsin, Florida, Arizona, and New Hampshire. Many of these Republican legislatures will be drawing congressional district maps next year. New York and California will each lose a House seat, the latter for the first time ever. Yes, refugees from California and New York are turning states like Arizona and Georgia bluer, a story for another time. But speaking of refugees, if you can find one from Eastern Europe who voted for Joe Biden, let me know. Those I talked to from Albania and Romania, and as reported from Venezuela, Nicaragua, and Cuba, couldn't fathom how anyone would vote for quote-unquote socialism. Somehow, these immigrant voters didn't get the party's memo that Mr. Biden isn't a socialist. But then, what is he? A moderate with socialist tendencies? It's hard not to notice that the Democratic Party is having an identity crisis at the precise moment. Identity politics is ascendant. The left-wing Justice Democrats have warned the Biden team it risks fracturing the party if it makes corporate-friendly appointments, which he's already doing, by the way.
You notice that too, huh?
Oh, it's worse than the Clintons. Yeah. Like I said the other day, if this is the third iteration of Camelot, then King Arthur's getting a little old. The second biggest story of the 2016 election was socialist Bernie Sanders' strong primary challenge to Hillary Clinton. In defeat, Mr. Sanders became a darling. That swath of the media committed to opening a path to power for the progressive movement by contributing free publicity for its economic and cultural goals. Maybe it's time to consider that the media's moralistic biases can backfire. After absorbing the progressive policies elevated during the 2020 Democratic primaries and then the content and tactics of the post-May street protest, it looks as if America's voters, apart from their one-off presidential decision, decided to give the Democratic Party a timeout. What happens next with Donald Trump is beyond human understanding. But the 2020 election results in toto have given the party a historic opportunity, if it can keep it. So some words of optimism is what I was suggesting with the Pyrrhic victory the other day. And beyond just the usual game, again, of Republicans against Democrats, I think the biggest story coming out of this is how a lot of folks, how many people vote for Trump? 73 million, 74 million? Let's say half of those people were just kind of voting because they didn't like Biden or the Democrats, or maybe they like Trump a little bit, but whatever. But let's say like half of those voters, 30-something million, are really strong-willed political animals. They're constantly paying attention to Trump and politics and these sorts of things.
Right.
Those people are leaving Fox News in droves.
Yes.
And they now, if you think if Trump goes away, and again, it's not over yet, but if you think if Trump goes away from being president, that the disdain for the corporate press goes away?
No.
You're mistaken. You're greatly mistaken.
But that's a good point because I believe, now that you mentioned that, the corporate press believes that.
Right.
We get Trump.
They're freaking
gone,
out.
We're back and we got it back.
Oh, they think it's going back to normal. It ain't.
No.
It's not. It's not any day soon.
Well, if nothing else, this election, this past 4 years and all this, has really woke up, and I don't mean woke or go broke, I mean really woke up people like myself, people like my wife, who's not really politically active, but realized and kind of watched what's going on and said, wait a minute, the last time I checked in on politics, this was not the case.
Right.
Now I want to get involved and change it.
Well, and if you're the type who doesn't, you know, want to mock people, you don't like conflict, you don't want to be rude, I think what's happened to that type of person is, you know, wants to get along with everybody, is they're seeing, say, CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, and they're even CBS and ABC, NBC, the New York Times, the Washington Post, heck, even some things from the Wall Street Journal. They're looking at things and going, you know, that's an interesting story you're telling there, but I don't think it's true. And it might, in some cases, have some technical facts, and I'll listen to you. There are such things as experts on particular fields.
I don't trust experts no more.
But yeah, given how even the term expert has been abused, and really, at the end of the day, it's a matter of which expert you choose to listen to, not what the expert says.
If I'm not a fan of Prince, okay, and I'm dogging Prince out, and somebody says, well, I'm going to bring in my expert, Joey Clark, on Prince. Well, yeah, Joey's an expert compared to me because I don't like Prince.
Yeah.
But in the big scheme of things, is Joey just a fan or is he really an expert on Prince? And how does one qualify you to be an expert on that subject?
Right. Right. No, I like the dude's music.
No, Joey, prove your qualifications.
Right. But as people start to wake up, even if they're not to the point of mockery and outright contempt, they're starting to see, hey, these people are not the unquestionable arbiters of truth.